Deep breath in. Deep breath out. How are you holding yourself today? Are your shoulders a little too high? Maybe your jaw clenched just a bit tighter than usual. I know that feeling. That sensation of being pulled in a million directions, like a tangled string ball someone keeps throwing new knots into. And isn't that the truth? So many demands on our time, our energy, our very presence. We're expected to be everything to everyone, the reliable friend, the supportive partner, the dedicated employee, the responsible citizen, the perfect parent, and somewhere in there, we're also supposed to remember ourselves. Remember what brings us joy, what lights us up from within, what makes our souls sing. It's a balancing act for sure. But today, let's talk about something that can bring so much balance back into your life boundaries. Not the walls we build out of anger or resentment, but rather the gentle fences we create to protect our energy, our time, and ultimately ourselves. Think about it. A healthy boundary isn't saying no out of selfishness, it's saying yes to your own well-being. It's about recognizing your needs, honoring them, and letting others know what is and isn't acceptable in their interactions with you. It's about protecting that precious inner space where you recharge, reflect, and simply be. Because honestly, how can we pour from an empty cup? How can we show up fully for others if we're running on fumes, depleted by saying yes to everything and everyone? Setting boundaries isn't always easy. It can feel uncomfortable at first. There might be resistance, maybe even some pushback. But remember, you have the right to prioritize your own needs. Your well-being matters. So how do we start building these fences of love and self-respect? Begin by recognizing those areas in your life where you feel drained or taken advantage of. Maybe it's constantly being available for others when they need a listening ear, or saying yes to commitments that leave you feeling overwhelmed. Perhaps it's putting other people's needs before your own, forgetting to nourish your own soul. Once you identify those areas, gently start setting boundaries. You don't have to announce it to the world, simply make conscious choices that align with your well-being. Let people know you need time for yourself, that there are certain topics you prefer not to discuss, or that you're unable to take on additional commitments right now. Here are a few simple practices to weave into your day. 1. The yes and no dance. Every day, practice the art of saying no without guilt. When someone asks for something that doesn't serve you, feel empowered to decline. Remember, it's okay to say no politely but firmly. You don't need a long explanation. Simply state your boundary with kindness and clarity. 2. The time capsule technique. Imagine yourself in the future looking back on this day. What would your future self admire about you? Would they applaud your courage for setting boundaries, for protecting your time and energy? This exercise can help you tap into that inner wisdom and make choices aligned with your best self. 3. The energy check-in. Throughout the day, pause and check in with your energy levels. Are you feeling drained? Overwhelmed? Use these moments to set mini boundaries, taking a short walk, stepping away from a conversation, or simply closing your eyes for a few deep breaths. Let's take a moment now, close your eyes if you feel comfortable, and imagine yourself surrounded by a soft, shimmering light. It's a light that represents your own strength, your inner resilience, your ability to say yes to what truly matters and no to anything that diminishes your well-being. Feel this light enveloping you, filling every cell of your being with peace, clarity, and empowerment. You are capable of setting boundaries. You deserve to protect your energy, your time, and your joy. And as you step forward into the rest of your day, remember, every no you say is a yes to yourself. So today, choose one boundary to set. It could be saying no to an extra task at work, taking a break from social media for an hour, or simply reserving some time for a quiet activity that nourishes your soul. And as you make this choice, remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and peace. You are in control of your energy, and your life is a beautiful canvas waiting to be painted with intention and joy. Go out there and create the boundaries that support your true self.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.